Watford Crown Court. 22 minutes to five.
Now, outdoor air pollution is contributing to about 40,000 early deaths a year in the UK, according to two key medical colleges. The report by the Royal Colleges of Physicians and of Paediatrics and Child Health say emissions from diesel engines have been poorly controlled. They also say the dangers from indoor air pollution from items such as air fresheners, candles and cleaning products have been overlooked. Professor Stephen Holgate was one of those behind the report.
Air pollution is a serious public health problem. As doctors, when we know there's damage caused by something, we should speak out. We are speaking out now because there is real evidence, not only in lung disease and heart disease, but many other diseases that air pollution makes worse, especially in young people who are obviously being brought up in this polluted environment.
Well, Wendy Preston is a consultant respiratory nurse at the George Eliot Hospital in Warwickshire. Hello.
Hello.
Does this come as any surprise to you?
It doesn't. And today I'm vice chair of the Association of Respiratory Nurse Specialists. And together with the Royal College of Nursing, we've issued a joint response to this, saying that we welcome it and it highlights the impact of poor air quality and the impact that can have across people's lives on their health.
Yeah. Now, when we look at outdoor pollution, diesel engines, petrol fumes generally, all that kind of thing, we pretty much can understand that. But what's quite surprising in this is the indoor pollution. Air fresheners and candles. I mean, I don't know whether I'm sure my age or my class here. I was going to say, who hasn't got a candle at home? But they don't live with my wife, so I don't know. But lots of people might have a candle. But that's quite worrying, isn't it? That things like that, scented candles, for example, could be killing us slowly.
Well, what it is that there's lots of different irritants. For example, candles or air fresheners can irritate the breathing tubes. And this leads to shortness of breath. Inflammation, for example, a cough.
So, I mean, how far does it go, Wendy, when we're talking indoor pollution? I mean, are we talking cleaning products as well, those kind of sprays that you might use?
Well, people like asthmatics have different things that trigger an attack. So I know asthmatics, that could be triggered from cleaning fluids, from air fresheners. But we also have to remember things like damp housing and effects of damp housing can have on children, and that can lead to asthma and other diseases.
Yeah. Some perhaps problems are easier to solve than others. The damp housing is a huge issue, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On just general pollutants like what's smoking in the house, people understand that. But the cleaning fluids and candles and things like that, is this advice to do away with them and use other methods? What do we say?
No, I think we have to take this into context, and it's about knowing what triggers an asthmatic, for example, and being aware and knowing, you know, that certain air fresheners, candles, and smoke. We always forget, you know, smoke and the effects of secondhand smoke. And, you know, we need to take that into account and think about, you know, who's breathing in the air.
Yeah. So, as an example, Wendy, if you had a child at home, you may do for all I know, would you have open candles regularly burning in your house?
Well, if I had a child who had asthma, and I know, particularly with candles, it can be certain smells and certain aromatics in the candle that can cause can make an effect. And if you had a child with asthma, people don't often think about that. So, for example, a child might keep going back to A&E, and they might keep having asthma attacks. And we need to ask the right questions as health professionals to help them to understand what can be the causes. And that's why it's important that people see the correct people, like, for example, an asthma specialist nurse who can ask the right questions and look into triggers in the environment.
I guess when one of the things people would be considering when they listen to a report like this is it just a danger to people with underlying problems? You keep mentioning people who may have breathing difficulties, asthma, etc. Or is it a more long-term issue? I mean, if you use the same cleaning product for 40 years and burn candles regularly at home and that kind of thing, are you risking your health? Or do you have to have an underlying issue first?
No, it can be that long-term effects can gradually increase inflammation and cough, and that long-term damage can affect the breathing and cause long-term problems. Or some people have no problems and then can suddenly become quite allergic to that irritant. So you have it on both sides. But it's important that, for example, cleaning fluids, that they're regulated and that we know what's in cleaning fluids. and that we know which substances can be irritant.
Okay. All right, Wendy, thank you. Wendy Preston there from George Eliot Hospital in Warwickshire. We have a response to the report.